My name is Aaron Mott, and I'm the new vice president from the Columbia FFA chapter.
How do you feel about being chosen to be part of the state officer team in Missouri?
Very excited. Obviously, it's a new process this year, and I think it was a great experience for everybody. You know, even if you walked away without an office, I think that you still left as an inspired person who, you know, understands that you do still make a huge impact. But for the state officer team, you know, I'm looking forward to a great year. I think we've got a great team put together and very excited.
Obviously. So let's talk about the experience of running for a state office in the FFA. What is it like, and what kind of pressure does that put on you?
Oh, it's tremendous pressure. But at the same time, you know, I think it really sorts out who needs to be in there. It's obviously very nerve-wracking to get up in front of 11 different interviewers and, you know, get cut in front of people or get to move on barely by the skin of your teeth to the next round and then have to do it all over again. So, you know, a very hard process that certainly wasn't easy, but something that I think was really beneficial to this year's team.
And as you said, even if you're not chosen, you're going to take something away from it anyway.
Yeah, so this year they actually brought in Ben Travelos, who is from Missouri State, and he gave us a speech about, you know, you are still a difference maker, and just because you don't get a state office doesn't mean that your life is over, you know. And what you do with that is you can decide whether you want to be bitter or better. So you turn your life around, even if you don't get state office, you go out into the industry, you make a difference, you become a president or CEO, and you make agriculture a better industry.
Well said. Talk about your SAE up to this point and other things that you have done to get here.
So my SAE consists of a couple different registered pulled Hereford cattle that me and my brother worked together on. It's been a family breed since the 70s, and so, you know, we're very in our roots, I guess you could say, with that. So I own 5 heifers and a registered herd bull. And then also this year, my new SAE, I purchased, I now have 8 registered Hampshire ewes, which go back to my great grandpa's flock, which began as his son's SAE project from the 1950s. So it's a very exciting time. I've got some lambs on the ground, and I'm looking forward to continuing to grow that SAE.
Well, of course. So to be part of this flock that has a heritage behind it must be a really inspiring part to your SAE.
Absolutely. Last year, my cousin and I actually both showed lambs from my great-grandpa's flock, and he passed away during the Missouri State Fair, and there was 6 family members in the ring showing his lambs. And, you know, I just couldn't help but think, you know, he's looking down and smiling on us. You know, that's what he'd want from his family, is to keep pushing on and doing what he loved to do. And so, yeah, I mean, the roots are just so important to my family, and I'm so proud to be a part of that.
Also, I understand you're pretty good at judging livestock. Tell me about your judging experience.
Yes, sir. So my Columbia FFA livestock judging team actually just found out last night that we'll be moving on to nationals. It's been a long process. We've worked with multiple different people, and, you know, got to give thanks to Nathan Martin and Shannon Yokely for all the time that they've spent. But it's been 3 years in the making, and we're all very, very excited to move on.
Tell me what it is. What do you need to do to get to the top of the game for livestock judging?
You know, it's just kind of repetition and understanding what really needs to happen, you know. So obviously for a breeding type class, you got to understand that, you know, maternal traits are much more important, you know, structural soundness. And then in a market class, obviously the product's where it's more important at. So just kind of understanding, you know, not just one species, but the industry as a whole, what needs to happen in each species. And, you know, being able to place without some personal preferences, which is something that everybody kind of struggles with, you know, especially if you're a breeder. But it's something that you have to work to get past, and it's just something that takes time and practice to overcome.
The way it happens is you're only beginning this process because you're going on to the National FFA Convention to compete there in judging. But what do you take away from the experience of being on a judging team?
It's a dream come true, you know. I did dairy cattle my freshman and sophomore year, and then I've done livestock my junior and senior year. And, you know, you just grow so much as an individual. I used to be a kid that would, kind of stay back and didn't really want to say much. And honestly, I think I have livestock judging to thank as a big part of me being able to come out and speak in front of people. You know, Reasons is definitely a nerve-wracking experience where you have to remember what you said, you need to keep a composure and maintain eye contact. And so there's just so many lessons that you can learn from that, but also the knowledge that you gain about the industry and what's really important, and also the people that you can meet.
Now, you have experience, obviously, in cattle and in sheep, but you had to learn all species.
Yeah, so I showed pigs a couple years when I was like 8 and 9, but you know, it's obviously kind of a distant species to me. That's one that I really had to work on. Obviously, the structure of a pig's a little bit different from the other animals that you see, and so that's where the team became really important to me. One of the other guys that I'd actually picked up to be on my team, he raises pigs and shows them. And so we were really able to work together. You know, I could work with him on the sheep side and help him to understand those things, where he could help me with the pig side and understand that. And so, you know, that's just where it becomes a team effort. And that's whenever we can all really play off of each other to do our best.
Have you been at a national convention?
I have. I've been to national convention all 3 years, never on a judging team. I'm so excited because as a senior, I didn't know if this would be my last year. And then I found out I'd be a state officer, so I'd get to go. And now, even better, my dream's coming true, and I get to judge a national competition. So it's a great time.